Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Other things for this week. We talked about Phil on HQ. I don't have anything to say about Phil. Phil's I love Phil in every way. Phil's great on Instagram. Phil's not good at golf anymore.
Yeah, and I think we're going to do this weird thing for the next 2 or 3 years of like, oh, he hits bombs and yeah, well, he hasn't finished better than T60 for 3 months. Like, it's going to be awkward. At the end of your career. The thing I said on HQ, what's the path to a win for him? I mean, is there one?
I mean, what did he do at Pebble? It would have to be a very specific situation or a specific course, but I don't know, man. Like, the game is really in shambles. And like, this is certainly not a knock. Phil is... I stand by that. That age,
look, here's
like Phil did.
This is what I'll say to that. We talk all the time about how great your picks are, right? How back-to-back wins, all this, and you know, every once in a while you miss, and it's okay, but it's only fair to share that and go back and have a laugh.
Of course. Let's see if he wins it. That this is the path, I guess. But yeah, that did not turn out so well.
Well, so far. I mean, it's still Friday. Right?
That's true.
But hey, welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to the First Cut Pod. Is this what we're doing? Welcome to the First Cut Pod. We are Friday afternoon. Evening, we've completed two rounds of the Travelers Championship, and we are going to give basically a hyper speed instant reaction because it's a short turnaround. Greg, that's Greg Ducharme. You can find him on Twitter at TheRealGFD because we are going early tomorrow. We'll talk through all that at the end, but it's a quick turnaround because weather's coming.
It's coming. We expected it. There hasn't been a lot of rain up here in Connecticut. I mean, I can't remember the last day that it rained. So we'll see what happens. I like when they move tee times up. Gives us a better chance of success. So I'm all for it. It's an early morning for you. And we get a little West Coast experience tomorrow.
Yeah, early morning, but we should be done pretty early. So let's talk about this. Phil Mickelson, the guy that I said there is no path to victory for, or a very narrow path to victory for, has the 36-hole lead at the Travelers Championship. It is a one-shot lead over Will Gordon. Greg, Phil looked good. Like, Phil's game looked strong through 2 days.
He hit 78.57% of his fairways today, 11 of 14. Now, he played what I find fascinating about this is his group. He plays with Bryson and he plays with Rory. And for a guy that's trying to hit bombs, playing with Phil, playing with Rory, it's you're not really going to keep up. So I wonder if that had any impact on Phil and his ability to find the fairway. But that's definitely what sets him up, right? The quality off the tee is what sets him up to hit 14 greens. He hit 16 greens yesterday, 14 greens today. You hit that many fairways, you keep the ball in play. For Phil Mickelson, with the wedge player that he is, there's your path to success. Get the ball in play.
Dude, I thought we were in bizarro world for the first two rounds. Specifically on Friday, that grouping was so amazing. Rory, Phil, and Bryson. And on, it would have been 13, the par 5, Rory hits his drive in the water. Best driver in the world hits it in the water. Bryson DeChambeau, second best driver in the world, hits his left OB. Phil Mickelson pipes one down the middle of the fairway. And I'm like, what world am I living in that this guy is doing this? And he played great. I mean, the one bogey on, I believe it was his third hole on Friday, is the only bogey he made. And to cap it all off, I mean, he hits the stick on 18. Like the guy, it was pure. He holed out from a bunker. Like, it was pure Phil magic.
Well, here's the thing, the Bizarro World group on 18, we see it again, right? Bryson and Rory both hit it to the left into the rough, and Phil hits the fairway, and then Phil's able to hit the stick, and he hits it to, it was a gimme. It was a gimme birdie on 18. It was really, really fun to see. I can't wait to see what the weekend holds.
Well, I love this because Phil is obviously a guy who's played a lot of golf tournaments. He has 44 PGA Tour wins, excuse me. So we have a huge sample size for when he has a 36-hole lead or a co-lead. 18 for 34. Over half he's converted, which I don't have the numbers in front of me. That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. And this is how you get to a place where you have 44 wins on the PGA Tour, right? You have to take advantage of the opportunities that you get, especially when you're like a Phil Mickelson and you ride sort of a roller coaster. You ride hot and cold. You figure sometimes somebody's going to beat you. Sometimes you're not going to play well. Well, when you're in position the way that he is right now, you close the deal. And that's what Phil does. That's why he has 44 wins. That's why he's a World Golf Hall of Famer. That's why he has experienced all the success that he has, because he's not afraid to close the deal. And one thing Phil does, which sometimes to a fault, we saw it in 2006 at the US Open. We've seen it many times before, the Phil, the kind of crashing roller coaster ride, right? The massive car crash to lose a tournament. Well, that aggressive style going into a weekend is what gets you to win when you have a lead. You stay aggressive. You don't let guys like Will Gordon and Rory McIlroy and Bryson DeChambeau catch you from behind, because you stay aggressive. Phil knows how to do that for sure.
We talk a lot on Friday evenings about the statistical profile of golfers heading into the weekend, and Phil Mickelson has gained strokes in all four of the major strokes gained categories this week. The last time, Greg, that he did that for an entire tournament, the 2019 AT&T Pebble Beach, which I'm not sure if you're aware, he won it.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the path to victory.
Right. That's the gain more strokes than everybody else in every area, and you're probably going to win. But the one I wonder about the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, only because they play at multiple venues.
Yeah.
So that's the one tournament where your strokes gain total at the end of the week doesn't necessarily mean you win.
Well, you're absolutely right, because that you only count the stats at Pebble. Pebble's the only one that has shot link data. So it's not that he's necessarily in first in every category, right? It's just that he's on the positive side. So the other, okay, so now
I understand.
So here it is. So he's done it three times. One was at Pebble Beach. One of the other times was WGC Mexico. He also won there. So like when he's positive, whether it's a little or a lot in all four categories, he's won two of the last three.
Well, his game is still really, really good from basically after the tee shot. I guess his iron play has been a little suspect, and he's had problems on the greens, and maybe there have been times where the short game hasn't been what the Phil short game that we're accustomed to. But as a whole, if Phil can get the ball in play off the tee, it tells you that his swing is in form. He has control over his golf ball, and from there, his iron play and his wedge play is what has been his strength through his career. Short game gets a ton of attention. It's definitely a strength, but the winning, what allows him to win is great iron shots, in my opinion. And the short game kind of bails him out when he gets himself in trouble. It keeps momentum going. It's a huge asset, but you can't win on great short game alone. The iron play is what allows him to make his birdies. And we're kind of seeing that. We saw that today. I mean, he hit a lot of wedge shots really close. And it's not that he gained a ton. He gained, 0.7 strokes approaching the green today. But it's kind of the well-rounded nature of this performance that has put him at the top of the leaderboard.
If he does win this, as we've kind of alluded to all week, it's a very short list of other guys who have won over 50. He'll be the eighth guy. He'll do it 12 days after his 50th birthday. And Sam Snead, the oldest to ever do it at 52 years, 10 months, and 8 days. The most recent, Greg, Davis Love III won the 2015 Wyndham Championship at 51 years, 4 months, and 10 days. So, I mean, this would literally be, we say this kind of, you know, sometimes we say this in as an exaggeration, but this would be a historic moment on Sunday.
Absolutely. And it's something he's capable of. I look at a couple of things here. One would be who's actually on the leaderboard, right? The guys that are chasing him don't have near the experiment. And you talk about betting, right? You talk about the importance of win equity when you're looking at Friday night, when you're looking at a betting board. And you look at the guys that are at 12 under in Mackenzie Hughes and in Will Gordon, and they have so far less experience. Even go down to Xander Schauffele, so much less experience in actually winning a 4-round tournament than Phil Mickelson. So he has that edge, and he's clearly the swing is in form. The game is in form where he can compete, and Phil knows he can compete. So I think that's a really good thing. As a front runner, experience is a really valuable asset, and it's one that can't be overlooked this week.
Just a minute on Will Gordon, because I think I love the comparison of these two guys. Phil Mickelson, obviously Hall of Famer, 50 years old, 44 tour wins. Will Gordon, on a sponsor's exemption, goes out and shoots a 62 today to get to 12 under par. Does not have tour status, has 8 starts on tour. And here's the one I really love, Greg. So they went back to Will Gordon's date of birth, July 28th, 1996. Phil Mickelson already had 110 starts and 8 wins under his belt by the time Will Gordon was born. There could not be a more stark contrast between these two.
What do you think of his statistical profile? I mean, yes, of course, it's a massive contrast, which is fascinating, and it's going to be fun to watch them. I think are they in the final group, or is Mackenzie Hughes? I'm not sure who's going
it's
to be
first
in, the final
in
group
first in, first out, right? Is that how they do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think you're right. So it'll be Will Gordon and Phil in the final group. It'll be fun to watch those two. If you're Will Gordon, I mean, you are playing in your 22nd PGA Tour event, and oh, they're playing threesomes,
right?
Thank you for that, Jacob. So all three of those guys together.
There you
I
go.
Mean, Phil Mickelson is a guy you've probably looked up to your whole life. It'll be very interesting to see what they do, but Will Gordon. You talk about Phil Mickelson being positive in all the areas of the game. Will Gordon was today too. And I think that's a big advantage. You look at a guy who makes 150, he made what, 158 feet of putts today, which
yeah,
is crazy.
Lot.
But he also hit 17 of 18 greens. So it's not like he just made everything he looked at and didn't really hit any good shot. I mean, that kind of profile can carry you into a weekend once you've built a little cushion. And I know he's chasing, he's one back of Phil, but I don't look at that profile as a guy who has no chance on the weekend. What do you think?
He's gaining a lot of strokes putting. 6.2 over 2 days, which generally is not great. Just to kind of put that into perspective, he is positive in all categories. 1.5 off the tee, that's fine. He's just a little hair over neutral on approach. A 1.5 around the greens, that's fine. I mean, it's great. This is how you win golf tournaments. It's just hard to do for 4 straight days.
Right. And again, so, I'm not saying he's going to go and make over 100 feet of putts again on Saturday and then again on Sunday. It's very unlikely, but I see the making of a game here where he can kind of chip away at some things. Where you worry with Will Gordon, I guess you worry with all these players. If everybody goes out and shoots, you know, if we have a Saturday like we had last Saturday where everybody in the morning, which tomorrow will be very early morning, is shooting 62 and 63, the leaderboard gets turned upside down really quickly. Are these players going to be able to continue? Are they going to be able to keep up? Are they emotionally ready to make all those birdies? I do think going out early, the early start will benefit these players though.
There's probably going to be some really low scores tomorrow, especially because everyone's going to be on the course by like 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So it's going to be prime conditions for everybody. Greg, you know what else is prime conditions for? Winning $1,000, my friend.
Always.
And we've got a way for you to do that. The best part about it is you don't even have to put your own cash at stake.
Even better.
Even better. CBS Sports has you covered with our very own golf prop game at cbssports.com/golfprops. That's cbssports.com/golfprops. We'll have questions after every single round. round threes are, they're in already. You can go in and do it. So you'll have more opportunities to win this week. In fact, two more Saturday and Sunday's rounds. Terms and conditions apply. Greg, I have one of the prop questions from Saturday's prop contest, which you should probably, as soon as you hear this, go get in because it's going to lock up early with the early start. And it's with our man at the top of the board. It's Phil Mickelson. And it's talking about how many birdies or better he will make. So the line is set at 4.5. Greg, you have to decide whether Phil will make over or under 4.5 birdies or better tomorrow.
It's a lot of birdies. It's a lot. Coming off of a round of 63. Man, but he's shot 64 around. I mean, can he keep that going?
He's done it both days.
Yeah.
You have to decide if he's got a third in him.
Does he have a third in a row? Now, he is going off in the morning. It is early. He's going to be fired up. I think there's a lot of birdie holes out here. I have to think. Yeah, I think he's going over. I'm going to go over. Everything's telling me, my instincts are saying, well, this is the under. He can't do it 3 days in a row. But I think I'm starting to think this is just one of those weeks for Phil where he gets it going and he's kind of got it. So I'm going to go over here and it's on a limb, but boy, it's a great line.
I'll give you a little peek behind the curtain. This question was submitted before they moved the tee times up. So I actually think that the tournament conditions in the morning, I think it makes a big difference.
I think so too.
Some softer greens. Everybody's kind of out there. You're not sleeping on, you know, not that Phil cares about sleeping on a 36 hole lead, but you know what I mean? Like if you're playing well, you kind of want to get back out there. I think I like the over as well. I mean, he might offset it with three bogeys or whatever, but he might make five or six birdies.
Yeah. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. The way if he continues to get the ball in play off the tee, especially, I mean, if what he has done the past 2 days, I know he only hit 8 fairways on Thursday, but still it was in play, right? He was able to hit a ton of, what, he hit 16 greens on Thursday. So yeah, if he's able to continue that kind of form with his golf swing, I think it's a no brainer in the morning. This can bode well for Phil tomorrow. I think.
Yeah. This might be a good setup for him here. So let's get our picks to win this thing. Courtesy of William Hill, Rory McIlroy is currently the favorite. He's 4.5 to 1 to win. Phil Mickelson currently in the lead. He's 5 to 1. Bryson DeChambeau is here at 8. Xander, who, I mean, it feels like forever since he finished. There's so much has happened because he went out early on Friday. He's 9 to 1 to win this. Then you've got some longer shots. Will Gordon, one shot back. He's 25 to 1. John Rahm, 25 to 1. Is there anybody here that you're most interested in, Mr. Greg?
I'm very interested in Brendan Todd. Only because he has 2 wins already on the PGA Tour this season. And he's kind of the forgotten guy. We talked about this last week. Webb or JT, who do you think's player of the year? Brendan Todd's kind of this forgotten guy. So I'm interested to see if he can pick up a third win. The other guy is Xander Schauffele. And Xander has my interest because, one, he kind of, today was maybe the bad round of the week for him. 2, he's a phenomenal chaser. And if he's in this position where he's just a couple back but lurking, and there's not many guys for him to jump, and 2 of the guys that he has to jump in Mackenzie Hughes and Will Gordon don't have a lot of experience, not just on the PGA Tour, but they don't have a lot of experience with 36-hole lead. They don't have a lot of final group experience. We'll say that for sure.
Yeah.
So I think there's a likelihood that they falter a little bit. It's nothing against them. It's just kind of playing the odds here. So Xander with just 3 guys to pass, one of them's 50 and 2 of them are far from 50. I think Xander's in a really good form here.
I actually don't mind that take at all. One of them's 50 and the other 2 are not.
I know it's Phil Mickelson. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a great player, but he's 50. How often does it happen that a 50-year-old wins a PGA Tour event? How often is it that a Mackenzie Tour a player wins a PGA Tour event? And even more crazy than that, the next guy's name is Mackenzie.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a crazy setup here, but it's definitely looking good for Xander.
All right. That's pretty good. I like that one. So what we kind of like to do on Fridays is kind of give you a guy who I think can make a move, which again is Joaquin Niemann. He's first in the field in strokes gained tee to green. He's 11th worst in the field in putting. This is exactly what he did last week when he flew up the leaderboard, on Saturday and Sunday with the same exact statistical profile, and he got himself within one shot of the lead before he made a bogey on 17. He's used to this position. He's 50-1 to win this golf tournament. I think that's a guy I'll throw a buck or two on. But I'm going to stick with Bryson just as like my pick to win this thing. You know, obviously that picked him before the event started. I still think he's left so many shots out there. I mean, he made the turn today on Friday, and I thought he was going super low. He got a little sloppy on the back. He made a couple of bad bogeys.
Hit it over a couple of greens there.
Yeah, hit his tee ball OB on 13, which kind of put him in rough shape. I mean, he must feel like he's already, even through two rounds, he's left a lot of strokes out there. I'm hoping he can find a really low one tomorrow.
I think it's a great take. You should pick Bryce and you stick with him. You picked him from the very beginning, so there's no reason to go away from him now, even though he's sitting at five back. Another player who's also sitting at five back who has my interest, and that statistical profile you talk about is very evident here, Victor Hovland. Yeah. And Victor Hovland today gained 2.2 strokes approaching the green, and he lost 2.5 putting, and he finds himself in great shape, 68 today. Which, if that's the bad round, that's kind of the bad putting round, and he gets that out of the way. He's a guy that could fly up the leaderboard too. Not dissimilar to Joaquin Niemann. So I like all those guys.
He could sprint up the leaderboard with his jogging pants on that he wore.
Yeah,
today.
That was something else, wasn't it? I thought they were ripaways for a second.
I think they might have been. Well, you can check out those ripaways all weekend long, hopefully, if Victor Hovland wears them on CBS. We've got you covered. We've got options for you to watch the Travelers Championship this weekend at TPC River Highlands on your computer. Absolutely. Just go to cbssports.com on your phone. Oh, yeah. It is totally free. Download the CBS Sports app, and you are off and running watching Victor Hovland jog around the golf course. This is like a perfect thing we've got going on here. You can also watch on Roku. That's what I do. Fire TV and Apple TV through the CBS Sports app on those devices. Now, remember, Greg. Early day tomorrow, split tee times, threesomes. So live streaming starts around, 10:50 a.m. Eastern. Pretty early start. Make sure you're paying attention, right, my man?
Take it easy tonight, right? We got a lot going on tomorrow morning. So this isn't the normal Friday night. Stay up all night, sleep all day, waiting for the tee times to start. We got to get to bed early so we're well-rested and right. We're thinking about tomorrow's round in advance.
Yes, we are. All right, I'm going to bed right now. That is Greg Ducharme at The Real GFD. I'm Rick Gaiman at Rick Rungood. This is The First Cut.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.